And now for a more industry perspective from the front line, from Mark Coyne, who's chief executive of EML. He has 20 years' experience in workers' comp in both strategic and operational roles. He previously held the position of chief executive and managing director of Coal Services, a specialist workers' comp scheme for the coal mining industry. Prior to that, he held various positions in GIO and was executive general manager of their national workers' compensation claims business. And he's no stranger to injury, having played professional rugby league with St George in Queensland and for Australia. Please welcome Mark Coyne.
Thanks for the Institute for the opportunity to be here today. I'm very excited about being here today. One is because there's an enormous amount of people in the room that I've got a lot of great respect for and have certainly, you know, played a very important roles in me shaping my career in the personal injury market. And two is I'm back in my home state in Queensland. It always makes me feel really good. I suppose about 20 years ago, if someone said to you 20 years ago, that person on TV playing football is going to be up talking to you one day about embedding customer centricity in the personal injury market at an actuaries conference, you would have thought the world was going to end. And I would have thought that same thing as well. But I suppose when I sort of reflect back on that part of my life, when I think about it, every weekend I walked off a football field with a physical injury pretty much every weekend. And I spent the next week getting my body right to go back out there and damage it again. So I suppose I do have a fairly good insight around what it actually takes to recover from a workplace back then. Even though it was a footy field, it was a workplace for me. And I understand, you know, what needs to be done to get your body right and your mind right as well to get back on there and put your body at risk again. So I think that I do add a little bit, I'd have a bit to contribute today. My role today is to talk about embedding a customer-centric approach to claims management in the personal injury field. And I think, as you've heard from previous speakers, there's no doubt there's been a shift around the focus in personal injury schemes with regards to customer experience. And I suppose what I'll do today, I'll probably talk a little bit about what some of the other speakers have talked about, but I'll talk a little bit more about how EML have looked to operationalise, embedding a customer-centric approach into our claims operations. By no means do I think that EML has finished that part of the journey. I think that we've got a long way to go to continue to improve what we do to give a better customer experience, but I'm feeling pretty comfortable where we're at. But again, we need to do, you know, still a lot more work in that area. I thought it would be good, some of you may not know about EML. It might be the first time you've heard about us, but just give you a bit of a background about who we are. We've been around for over 100 years, operating as a claims manager for businesses and state insurers across Australia. We have about 10 regional and metro locations across Australia, and we have about 1,400 people managing claims across Australia, supporting about 88,000 businesses nationally across a diverse range of industry sectors. In New South Wales, we currently act as a service provider for iCare and iCare Self Insurance. It does both the private companies in New South Wales, but also the government agencies as well. And from January 1 in 2018, EML become the preferred provider, I suppose the service provider for all of the new claims, or most of the new claims that come into the iCare scheme happening in their new service model for private enterprise. We also provide claims management services for departments and agencies within the New South Wales government, so that includes police and emergency services, the Department of Planning and Cabinet. So if Gladys ever gets injured, my staff have to look after Gladys. And we also do the southern area for the Department of Health in New South Wales. In Victoria, we are an appointed claims agent for Return to Work SA. That's a statutory authority set up to regulate the return to work health and safety for the scheme down in Victoria. In South Australia, we're an appointed claims agent down there for Return to Work SA. They're a statutory authority set up to regulate the South Australian Return to Work Act. We're also an appointed self-insurance partner for a range of employers in Australia, including Woolworths Australia, George Weston Foods and BHP. We're also offering services in the Comcare scheme with Virgin Australia, Cleanaway and Medibank. We also support about 1,600 hotels, clubs and accommodation lines in New South Wales under a specialised insurer, which provides workers' comp workers' comp services to that particular hospitality industry. And most recently, we moved into the life insurance market, where we are now doing some claims management work for many large life insurers across Australia. Our aim with every interaction with all of our partners is to make sure that we provide an enhanced claims experience for all of our customers. So as you obviously you've heard a little bit about today from the previous speakers, is that there's certainly been a big shift in where the industry is heading in terms of customer experience. And historically in workers' comp, I think there's always been, the focus has always been about, you know, let's get this person back to work, let's reduce liabilities, and if we can add a bit of customer service on top of that, then that'll be a nice little sort of icing on top of the cake. But there's been a big shift around that now, and I think that at EML, we recognised that about two and a bit years ago. One of the things that I do in my role is I spend a lot of time with the likes of John and Claire and Michael Francis and Rob Cordner down in South Australia, and just listening to them talk around where they wanted to take their schemes. There was no doubt there was a big shift around moving to a better enhanced customer experience. And I think one of the really key attributes of EML is that we're quite agile and we're able to shift our business model quite quickly to make sure that we were lining up with what those large state-based insurers wanted to do. So obviously there's been an increased focus on customer initiatives and looking to enhance the service that we provide as a claims manager across organisations and their individual workers. One of the techniques that you've heard a bit about and John talked a bit about it has been what we call a Net Promoter Score, or NPS. And just to give you a bit more of an idea what that is, the NPS is a sophisticated, highly targeted research tool that assesses a number of key customer indicators such as the customer loyalty and customer experience. The question central to NPS is just a simple question: how likely is it that you would recommend our service to a friend or a colleague? Customers are asked to rate this on a scale between 0 and 10, where 0 represents highly unlikely and 10 represents highly likely. Customers are categorised as promoters when they score a 9 or a 10. They'll be classified as a passive if they score of 7 or 8, or they're a detractor with scores of 6 or below. They're also asked some additional questions, for example, how satisfied they are with what we do, our brand, and the service that they experience from us. The NPS tool allows us to focus on the insights of our customers through the collection analysis of both qualitative and quantitative data and verbatim customer comments. Customer feedback via tools such as NPS allows us to measure and improve the customer experience, but also drive change through our business and improve opportunities where they exist. Customer feedback such as this are being increasingly utilised across the majority of jurisdictions that EML provides services to. In workers' insurance in New South Wales, the purpose of NPS is to provide our customers with a voice, improve transparency and accountability in the scheme, to empower iCare and their business partners, which includes EML, with meaningful information to facilitate a positive change. iCare receive over 1,000 NPS responses from various customers and stakeholders across New South Wales scheme each month. That's injured workers, employers, scheme agents, as well as third-party providers such as legal, rehab providers, medical practitioners. They all provide valuable feedback on the experience with other stakeholders that they have interacted with in the management of their claim. iCare provide tailored NPS scorecards to each of their workers' insurance scheme agents on a monthly basis, and scheme agents have direct access to their personalised dashboard, scores and the individual comments that we receive. The New South Wales self-insured, so all the government agencies in New South Wales, they've also recently commenced to utilising iCare's NPS survey, dashboard and reporting. In South Australia, service feedback from customers is a key feature of Return to Work SA's model. Employers and workers are regularly surveyed, in particular about their engagement with the mobile claim service. These surveys are designed to capture customer opinions whilst the mobile claim service is actually happening, rather than only on completion. In Victoria, WorkSafe interview about 5,000 workers across the scheme over the course of a year, and we receive monthly reports on our performance. Workers are asked questions about their experience with EML and the quality of our communication relating to events such as contact and communication, eligibility, return to work and treatment services. WorkSafe also conducted an independent survey of 1,200 employers who have had at least one claim with payments in 3 months prior to the survey. employers are asked about the service they receive from the agent across 12 different service dimensions. For WorkCover Queensland, given that we're up in Queensland today, even though we don't operate in the scheme up here, but they do a total of 10% of workers and employers are surveyed each quarter. Surveys are focused against 5 customer strategy principles of easy, fair and transparent, consistent, valued and empowered. So, applying an external lens to EML, so actually looking to understand what our customers were saying about us using all those insights and the monthly tailored NPS results that we get, we were able to identify some key trends and improvement opportunities specific to each of our business units, which allows us to implement tailored strategies to enhance the customer experience. We also are able to target call coaching specific to the needs of each individual staff member to enhance the skills of our people. The information obtained in the surveys also provides the state insurers with scheme-wide challenges and opportunities. And through collaboration with stakeholders and business partners, they are able to address broader issues impacting their scheme. One of the key questions that customers are asked is, what is the one thing that we could do to improve? For EML, this information has identified key improvement themes, such as improving our communication, enhancing our support with suitable rehabilitation, treatment and recovery, taking more responsibility and accountability, and providing more support and engagement throughout the claims process. So what did EML do? When looking to launch our awareness campaign, we recognise the importance that the state insurers and our clients were placing on the customer experience, and we knew we needed to move in that direction. We saw the launch of NPS and customer surveys as a great opportunity to utilise customer insights to better understand our customers across Australia. We brought customer insights to life with the national launch of our Customer at the Heart initiative. This was not only to bring about change in the way we interacted with our customers, but also a shift in our culture to drive the initiative and to embed the change in our day-to-day approach to case management and customer interactions. This was not only this implementation began with roadshows across our operations, and in New South Wales we actually went out and did roadshows with iCare Executive and with EML Executive to really drive home the point that this is where the scheme was moving towards. The effective implementation of change obviously requires the commitment, the dedication and the courage of our people and our leaders. To achieve this at the launch, we also utilised brand commitment cards. We asked all of our people, all the attendees, to make a personal pledge in relation to the program and how they were going to bring the Customer at the Heart initiative to life. We empowered and engaged our leaders to drive and own the customer experience, putting in place structured governance and connecting the departments through the development of a customer community group. This involved a group of individuals across the different departments coming together to champion the change. This enabled our employees to collaborate and fully understand their importance in the process, which gave them the opportunity to be part of the decision-making, own the solutions, celebrate the successes, and share their experiences across our organisation. This launch and the framework developed allowed us to utilise the customer insights to drive strategic change and connect the feedback we were receiving directly to the changes we were making to the operations. So in terms of some of our call and communication initiatives, which is obviously a key part of improving customer engagement, we introduced the concept of feedback surveys to our customers to maximise their engagement. We introduced call scripting and survey information on various EML communications, such as external emails. This was designed to raise external awareness of the NPS and to encourage participation and responses from our customers. This was an important step that let our customers know we were interested in what they had to say. We were open to their feedback. EML were listening to what they had to say. We also launched a call recording initiative across all of our claims teams to drive improvements in customer service, the use of empathy, and to deliver excellent phone manner to our customers. With call recording, the focus of EML has been on to assist in benchmarking and assessing the call quality that we have so that business processes can be improved and best practice established. Ability to listen back to calls and obtain an accurate representation of what the phone conversation was. A training and support tool to assist coaching and feedback around communication and customer service. To identify common customer pain points and improve the customer experience. To increase the individual awareness and confidence levels of people communicating on the phone. All that information has allowed us to better meet the needs of our customers and to continue to develop our people internally. Another important aspect was to keep our staff informed, engaged and focused. This was achieved by regular communication, visible performance indicators, targets included in our staff's KPIs, and supporting our staff in developing of their skills and, importantly, of their confidence. In New South Wales, we developed an on-site dashboard, which was visual on internal digital TV screens with current NPS results for each team to be displayed on a daily basis. And generally most teams would get very competitive when they see where they're ranked. If they're ranked down below, they'll work hard to get back up to the top of that ranking. So that visual stimulation has been really important. We also launched an intranet site as a reference source for all of our NPS material. Monthly email publications, call coaching has been an integral part of our approach, so obviously listening to the phone calls and then the team leaders sitting with our case managers, helping them understand how they could have added a better customer experience. The other important thing that we've done is also promote really strong accountability around our people owning that customer experience as well. A couple of other things that we've done, most of you would have heard of motivational interactions, so we've worked really hard on rolling that out across all of our claims people. It's a communication technique that we train our case managers to help them empower customers to take control of their own recovery. It's designed to bring about a positive change in behaviour. Utilising this technique assists our case managers to identify the barriers, present and truly understand what drives and motivates us as motivates an individual. This information enables a case manager to identify the best communication approach for that individual and put in place the right strategies to support that worker in their recovery. The fundamental components of motivational interactions include expressing empathy and tailoring communication, supporting self-efficacy, rolling with resistance to find solutions, and developing discrepancy from where they're able to identify where that person wants to be. One of the examples that we did around that was coming up with an initiative which is from our customer community, was the introduction of our Well Wishes card. This card was designed to show support, understanding the empathy at times of high stress for workers. For an example, we would send this to workers with an upcoming surgery or at times of success to congratulate them on getting a new job or returning to work. A personalised note is written by the case manager and sent to the worker. This small gesture and personalised approach is another way our case managers can demonstrate their commitment and support for each individual. The other one that we looked to look at is also behavioural insights, and we wanted to be, I suppose, as a leader of personal injury management, we're continually searching for ways to stand out and provide better service and support to our customers. So workers' comp legislation is not often easy to navigate, and as a result, written communication, which we heard before about the 12 pages that was sent to one of iCare's actuaries, they can be lengthy, complex and overwhelming for our customers. So Behavioural Insights utilises four simple principles, the EAST framework, which looks to target behaviour by making communication E for easy to understand, A to be attractive for the audience, S to be social and normalised, and T to be timely with prompt action and provide support. I'm getting close to my end, I can see. I've got a couple of slides left. So slide 12 is just a new initiative that we've done. It's a new innovative link that we send out now to every worker who ends up having a claim. They click on the link and it's a personalised interactive video. It welcomes them, it has their name on there, it tells them who their case manager is, tells them their claim number, and helps them interact between how the workers' comp system works. So it's a very simple, easy process for that worker to go at his own pace and understand what they have to do to be able to make sure they navigate through the workers' comp world easily. And finally, I've obviously talked a bit about all the things that we've done. How have we gone? I suppose when we look at you know, what we've done to achieve, I suppose, a better customer experience, you can see there on the numbers, and John showed a little bit of that before, that we started at a -7, we're now at +32 in New South Wales. In SA, Return to Work SA, with their mobile claim services, we 80% rated the service 7 or higher, with more than 50% rating the service either a 9 or a 10 out of 10. In Victoria, we've only been 1 year in operation in Victoria, but basically for the 16-17 year, EML scored 82.9% for workers, where the scheme average is 81.3, and employers scored EML at 88.3, where the scheme average is 86.4. So obviously we continue to search for ways that we can stand out and provide better service and support to our customers. We recognise that by listening to our customers and applying a greater focus on their needs, we can not only enhance the experience that our customers have, we can also improve the claims management strategy, and with this we place ourselves in a better position to positively influence the outcome of the claim and obviously looking to share our learnings across the industry to support Australia to become the world leader in personal injury management and customer service. Thank you.